Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Once a farmer from Texas was visiting Mexico, and he thought he'd have some fun. So he asked a local farmer how big his farm was. And the man responded proudly that his farm was 40 acres. The Texan laughed and said he had a farm that took him 2.5 days to drive around. Without batting an eyelash, the other guy responded, "Oh, I once had a car like that, but I sold it." How big is big? When something gets too big, it overwhelms us. And we lose all true sense of its meaning. For instance, those high-tension power lines that run across our country can carry 300,000 volts. And we use this power to light our houses and toast our bread. But can you imagine what would happen if you hooked your house up directly to one of those lines? It would destroy the house in a minute. Our houses are equipped for 120 or 240 volts, not 300,000 volts. So even though all that energy is out there, we can't handle that much. The utility company has to use transformers to scale it down to our size. And even then, we have circuit breakers installed in our houses to protect it further from any surge of power that would be more than the system could handle. You know, while there's an unimaginable energy out there, we can take in and benefit only from a small part of it. Perhaps this image can help us understand the overwhelming fire of God's love, the love who is God. If we ever came face to face with God in his presence, in its pure state, we wouldn't be able to handle it. We would be destroyed. Scripture tells us no one can see God and live. The intensity of that love would be too much for us to stand. Therefore, God uses a transformer to step it down to our size, to step down the overwhelming energy of his love. And that transformer is, of course, Jesus. God's love comes to us in Jesus and through Jesus in a form that we can take in and can relate to as a human being. We see God's love in him who delivers himself up to suffering and death to free us from the power of sin and death. Despite our weakness, we can come in contact with the overwhelming fire of God's love through Jesus. But you know, even 120 volts can give you a pretty good jolt. Even as a human, in Jesus, the love and goodness of God can be pretty awesome and even overwhelming. In today's gospel, we join Peter, James, and John on the mountain of Transfiguration. And there we come in contact with an energy, a goodness, a power that is beyond our comprehension. Through this transfiguration, Jesus leads them and us deeper and deeper into the mystery of God. And this privileged encounter is for the purpose of increasing our capacity to receive his love. The transformer is inviting us to be transformed. You know, if you wanted to, you could increase the capacity of your house for more voltage by having it rewired. Well, in a sense, Jesus is constantly calling us to be rewired, to be renewed, to open our hearts more widely, to have a greater capacity for God. He took them up a high mountain. A mountain is a place of awe, of reverence, of joy, of an increased capacity for God. And the mountain we are invited to climb is the mountain of prayer. And we can climb that mountain even in flat country. Okay. So often Jesus went up the mountain to pray. We need to pray. Go up that mountain to be still in the awesome presence of God and listen. And this week, this Lenten week, I invite you to climb that mountain and spend some time with the Lord. There you too will find yourself touched by God's overwhelming goodness and love.